old business.
Okay, Phil, Hanukkah, everybody. Good Hanukkah. So tonight, as usually our practice, the week of Hanukkah, it's all that's related to Hanukkah. Parshas Mikitz, I guess, is the subject that we discuss the least here, because Parshas Mikitz is always, almost always Hanukkah, overwhelming majority of the time. But nonetheless, we're going to speak not about Mikitz, we're going to speak about Hanukkah. And to begin with the famous Gemara on the Chof Aleph Mebeis in Masechah Shabbos, which is the beginning, towards the beginning of the Hanukkah Sugya. We know that there's no particular Masechah about Hanukkah. It's the only Yom Tov that has no, well, Shavuos also. That's because Shavuos doesn't have any dinim. Just Yom Tov has a dinim of Yom Tov. There's a Masechah about Yom Tov. Every other holiday, every other special occasion, has a Masechah. Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Yom Kippur, Sukkah about Sukkahs, Pesachim, Megillah about Purim, Tainus about fast days, Moed Katan about Chol HaMoed. Everything else has just Hanukkah doesn't. Interesting question, why? But anyway, most of the dinim of Hanukkah come up in the second paragraph of Masechah Shabbos. Not quite correct that some people say that Hanukkah is never mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not true. It is mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's mentioned incidentally. Like in Masechah Megillah, it's talking about what the laning is for all the special occasions. So it mentions Hanukkah also. But the regular dinim of Hanukkah, that candle lighting and the ohala and all that, that's not really found in the Mishnah. But it's in the Gemara in the second paragraph of Shabbos, the paragraph called Bamei Madlikin. Because the Gemara begins talking about the laws of lighting Shabbos candles, as often happens in the Gemara, moves from one topic to a related topic. So it talks about the Hanukkah candles. We'll actually speak on the specific about that shortly. Anyway, on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says regarding defining the mitzvah, it says a simple. It seems to be a simple line: mitzvosa mishetishka hachama ad shetich leregel menashuk. The mitzvah to light the Hanukkah candles is mishetishka hachama at sunset, until the time when people are no longer walking the street. That's the beginning of an entire discussion, which you can devote several shiurim to, what exactly is meant by Shkiyas HaChama, and what is it meant by Tichar Regel HaShuk. The Gemara itself is wondering, is that just telling you how long it has to burn, the amount of time, but it's not telling you when to light it. There are a lot of discussions about that one line. But on a simple level, the Mishnah seems to be telling you that the earliest time to light Hanukkah candles is Shkiyas HaChama. However, exactly, we'll define Shkiyas HaChama woman as sunset. So that's the earliest time that you can light Hanukkah candles at night. Some say that's too early. Some say it's got to be actually Tzeis HaKochavim when the stars come out. I think that's the more widespread practice around here in America, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where many people follow the Gro. Based on Ramadan, they light earlier. But anyway, that's the line. So it's interesting that we have a similar or related comment in Masechet Sofrin, the Brice in Masechet Sofrin, Perek Chav, Halacha Dalet. There, the Brice says, Perek Chav, Halacha Dalet, explains this as mitzvos hadlakoso mishkia sachama. Right, this is the brayse of Masechet Sofrin. The mitzvah lighting Hanukkah candles is mishkia sachama ad shiyich lareg manashuk. Obviously, it's not going to bring a proof in the Chumash. Hanukkah didn't exist, but there's a pasuk which is in Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos, Perek Chav Beis, the beginning of Parshas Beshalach. So it says over there, Lo Yomish Amud Ha'anan Yomam, Amud Ha'esh Laila. Right? Amud Ha'esh, fire, is at night. Right? That's the simple meaning of that pasuk. During the day when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they were led by the clouds, and at night by the fire. Lo Yomish Amud Ha'anan Yomam, Amud Ha'esh Laila. So Aish is at night. And says the Rice of him, Hidlika Bayom, Ein Ne'osim Meno. Okay? Sa'ech Mevarchen. In other words, Ve'en Mevarchen. During the day, a candle doesn't do anything. It doesn't give off any light. It's noticeable to us during the day. Right? So he says, Abamura Eish Lila. Fire during the day, so it'll be hard to see. You have a little candle you have over here. You have the broad daylight, the middle of 12 noon, sun's shining, you light a candle, doesn't add anything. So therefore, Ve'en Mevarchen. Ve'en Mevarchen Alav Shekach Omro, Ve'en Mevarchen on there, Ache Osu Ma'oro. As it says, you don't make a brach on a candle till you benefit from its light. Now that statement, which the Brice of Masechet Sofrin was quoting, is not about Hanukkah candles. That happens to about Havdalah. When it comes to Shabbos, you make Havdalah, you're supposed to benefit. That's why you put our fingernails near the candle. You're supposed to benefit from the candle, so you don't make a brach on the Shabbos or Ad Sheyosel Oru. So the Brice is saying the same thing about Hanukkah candles. You don't have Hanukkah candles until you can benefit from the light. What time is that? When it begins to get dark out, when a candle makes a difference. That's very late in the day. Okay? So that's the advice of Masechta Sofrim. And the statement of the Gemara in Shabbos. All right, now, the question I'd like to look at is, what if you light a little earlier? Is there any benefit? Is there anything? Is it permissible to light a little bit earlier than that? So, offhand, I would think, well, no, because the candle has to serve a function. The whole idea, like, the again, the Gemara Shabbos doesn't say it, but the Brayso himself and Sofrim, Barakov, Allah Adala does say it, that and Mivarchin, you don't make the bracha, you can't light through the mitzvah until you benefit from the light.
Yeah. But we're not supposed to benefit from that light.
Well, benefit means, in this sense, means use it, you know, it would make a difference. It's noticeable.
It's not
presumenisa, right? That's all the benefit from it. Right, that's correct. So, yosu here means, yosu means that you could benefit from it. It's at a point that'll make a difference. It's noticeable. And as John said, one of the whole purposes of lighting the candles, you should see it and take note of the miracle, right? So the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, in Siman Tes, Hilchos Chanukah, writes as follows. He says, "Behecha de idlak kodem shkiyas hachama." Okay, he says, if you lit the candles before shkiyas hachama, before sunset, okay, in the middle of the afternoon, now he says, then he says, "Lechavsa kodem shkiyas hachama," and it goes out, right, even before shkiyas hachama. You light it, and it blew out. Light at 3 o'clock, at 3:30, blew out. Okay, so hadar madlik, you have to light again. Well, Mishatishka Chama. You have to light it again after Shkiyas Chama. Why? Mishum the Adlaka below Zmana. Okay, you didn't do the mitzvah. You have to do it again. You didn't do the mitzvah at the right time. It's like about Shofar today. An Erev Rosh Hashanah. All right, even the Sukkah and Erev Sukkah. So whatever. It's not Sukkah yet. All right, so it's of no value. So the Bahag could be read as making the statement Dafka only when what? When you only have to redo it if you lit it and it went out. But if it stayed lit from before and into nightfall, into after Shkiyas HaChama, you lit it at 3 o'clock. But you lit it with enough oil to burn for 3 hours. So it burned, then he doesn't say you have to relight it. But you don't have to read it that way. You read just that last line. He says, Mishum de Adlikah below Zmana. You lit it at the wrong time. So many of you show them understand what the Bahag means. Is that there's a problem with lighting the candle at the wrong time. In other words, if you light the candle before Shkiyas HaChama, it's no good. That's, you know, you haven't performed the mitzvah. All right? Now, it's interesting, there is a Gemara, okay, in the couple of courses to see in order to see what the Rishonim say. There's a further Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel with Beis, a few pages later. But the Gemara tells a story, ostensibly, at least according to Rashi, talking about not Hanukkah, but about Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Devisu de Rav Yosef, okay, the wife of Rav Yosef, Havas Me'achra Umad Lekeslo. She would light very, very late. She would delay lighting. And they explained, not because she was lazy, but, you know, the whole idea was just we cleared this for Shabbos and so on, so we lit it as close to Shabbos as possible. Achamad Lekas. Rashi says that the subject here is Ner Shel Shabbos, Samal Choshecha. She would like the Shabbos candles right before it got dark. Okay? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, no. Tanya, the Brisa says, this pasuk I quoted before, Lo Yomish Amud Ha'anan Yomam V'Horesh Laila Melamed, She Amud Anan Mashal Amud Ha'esh, She Amud Ha'esh Mashal Amud Anan. Okay? The pasuk said you don't need this pasuk because it already said, Rashi explains, Lo Yomish, you look there in Parsha Mishnah, it already said earlier that during the day the Hashem led them with a cloud at night with fire. So why don't you say again, Lo Yomish? Rashi said, Drosha, Kro Yuseru, Lach Drosha, the Hak Siva Hashem Halach Lem Yomam. So Amura Anon Shal Yom, Mashlim Oral Amura Esha, Amura Esh Ba Kodem Shishka Amura Anon, Alma Orach Arbahachi. Even though the implication of Pasuk, says Rabbi Yosef, is that the fire would come already the night when the cloud was still there. There was overlap. And that's the norm. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef is basically telling his wife, you have to wait for the last second to light. Even though it's true, light only helps at night. But if a few minutes before, it's okay if it overlaps a little bit. It overlaps during the daytime. That's basically what he's telling her. Okay, so you can light a little earlier. But, so then she thought, oh, okay, well, I don't have to wait till right to before Shabbos, so then Sovra Lagdume. So let me light it early in the afternoon. I can forget about it. I'll light it at 3 o'clock. I won't be pressed the last minute when everybody's running around. You know, light it earlier so as not to forget about it. Like Duma Odiam Gorah, she says. So that is that's also not good. Amalo Asama Tanina Ovuvad Shalom Yachim. One rabbi said, no, there is a brice that says you can't make it too early either. So it can't be too late and it can't be too early. Okay, and as I said, Rashi says this Gemara is talking about Shabbos. All right, and therefore, but for our purposes, as we're saying here, is that the Bahag will say that you can't make the Chanukah candles too early. It's parallel, just like this Gemara on the Chof Gimel Beis and Shabbos shows you can't light the Shabbos candles too early. You also shouldn't light the Chanukah candles too early because the fire has no value. Now it's not that's one thing that emerges from that sukkah. Then there was, okay, everyone, keep that sugar in the back of your
Chavka.
What's that?
What's against the way we think about what the purpose of Shabbos candles are and what the purpose of Halakha candles
are? Yeah, it's going back to what you said before about using it. But still, in terms of the benefit of the light. So she, again, what Rav Yosef's wise practice was to light Mamish. Like I said, don't wait till that late. But don't make it too early either. So the same thing with the Chanukah. You shouldn't light it too early either. That's the parallel. Okay? We're going to come back to what's going to be referring to in a moment. But there's also a Gemara later, a little bit later, at the very end of the parak, on Lamed Dalet of the base. Okay, there the Gemara has a famous discussion. Okay, what exactly is Shkiyas HaChama? Okay, what is meant by sunset? Is what we call in the colloquial talk sunset? You look in the newspaper, it says what time sunset is, or does it have to be there no more rays visible light? There's a major discussion that obviously touches on many, many issues. So one of the issues which is mentioned here is by Lama Dalam and Beis and Shabbos, Amar Rabba and Yehuda Shmuel, Kroch V'Tani, he's referring to them earlier, that doesn't matter, but here's what's relevant to us. Ezel Bein HaShmoshos, what exactly is Bein HaShmoshos? Mishetishka HaChama, when the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, the eastern sky is red. Okay, the eastern sky, from the, you know, the sun is, you look in the east already, you can't really see the sun, the sun is red. Okay, V'Hichtif HaTachton V'lo Hichtif HaElyon. You know, it's darker on the bottom, darker lower down than it is higher up, right? You've seen sunset, right? You can see, distinction in the sky, right? So he says, I'll start again. Kol's manship, that's one. Good. Again, Ezo ben Hashmash, step one. Mishetishka chama, kol's manship, Mishtishka chama, I'm sorry. That's not really wrong, I'm sorry. You put a period there. Shkiyas HaChama, right? That's ben Hashmash. And the next stage after the sun sets, when the sky is red and the bottom is dark but the upper part is light, okay, that's also ben hashmoshes. Then hechsifa elyon v'hishlo tachton lila. But both the upper part and the lower core, everything is equal. It all looks the same now. There's no rays. There's nothing in the upper part of the sky, and so on and so forth. That's already night. Those are the three stages according to Rabba. Okay, Rabbah quoting of Yehuda Mar Shmuel again. Ezer ben Hashmoshos, Mishtishka Chama. Kolz Man Shemim Zomad Dima, Chsif Techsif, Tachlon Lechsif Elyon, Nami Ben Hashmoshos. Also, Techsif Elyon, Vishol Tachlon Laila. That's what Rabbah. Rav Yosef Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rav Yosef said the name of Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Hachik Sani. No, Mishtishka Chama, Kolz Man Shemim Mizrach Madim. It reads a little differently. He says, when the sun sets, as long as the bottom of the sky is still red. That's still day, even after the sun has set. There's still red in the sky. Okay, yom. That's still day. Kol zman shepnei mizrach madimin yom. Hasiv atachno lechsif elyon. Then is bein hashmoshos. Is when the bottom part of the sky is dark and the upper part isn't. That's bein hashmoshos. Then hechsif elyon rishol tachton lila. Then when everything is the same, it's lila. So actually, a machlokes as to how exactly define sunset. Rabbah, the first opinion, clearly defines sunset as when the sun goes down. Right after that, it's Bein HaShmoshos. And Rav Yosef says, no. Even after the sun is set, if the bottom of the sky is still red, okay, there are rays and so on, that's still day. Rav Yosef has a longer definition of day. All right, Rashi says on the earlier Gemara, but it's relevant to these words. So, Madir, near Admum is fine. The Hechsiv means Heshkev, it got dark, and so on. Okay, the lower part of the sky near the earth is lighter, longer, right, than the upper one. Okay, anyway. I'm sorry, it's dark earlier than the upper part. It's darker earlier. Okay, so I point that Gemara out because that Gemara is telling us that it's actually an opinion that after sunset, it's still halachically day. After what we call sunset, after the sun ball has dipped beneath the horizon, that's still called daylight in terms of. And the rabbi said, no, as soon as the sun is down, that's already day. Now it's been a shmushes. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as it's still red in the sky and so on, it's still day. Okay? How exactly many minutes that is, that's not for tonight's discussion. Okay? Everyone get that? All right, so with that in mind now, I'd like to look at the Rashba, the Chiddush Rashba, here in Shabbos. Okay? Rashba writes, Shabbos Chof Aleph Mabez. Okay? Adivalas Ha Damrinan. Okay? Ha Damrinan. So he says, Rashba writes, Mistabu the Lavi Kuva who Lomar, the Kodum Chen Rotsa like Enel Madli. I believe, says Rashba, that this Gemara is not telling us you absolutely can't light earlier than sunset. Now, we read the Bahag before saying, no, Mishatishka means when the sun sets, earlier than that, you can't light. Rashba says, let's not get so excited. You know, I don't think it means Mistabu the Lavi Kuva is telling you light earlier, okay? But if the Havada, either Rotsa, Bahadlik, Madlik, Samu, Chushkezachama. It's also okay, says the Rashba, to light a little earlier when it's before Shkiz, Samu, Chushkezachama. Da'ika Persuminisa, there's still some Persuminisa. At that point, late in the day, it's true the sun's still out, but it's already starting to get dark. I mean, there's stuff where people put their headlights on, you know, it's not dark out, right? It's already starting to get dark. It is Persuminisa. Uchinshu Kalan, Bener Shabbos, Tamura Eish Mashal, Tamura Anan. Just like we saw, that's why I showed that Gemara in Afchav Gimel, where the Gemara said that Rav Yosef told his wife that there was overlap between the nighttime, or the fire of night, overlapped and came before it was still light out. There was still Amud Anan out, right? He says, Kamar Shamal, King and Shamal come near Shabbos, Tamura Eish Mashal, Tamura Anan. The Lomar, the Madlik, Samuch Hashkia, Ika Heker, the Latzorch Shabbos Madliko. So just like it's okay to light then, because it's a hecker that it's for Shabbos, even though it's not yet Shabbos, you can light a few minutes, what we do, by the way, about 18 minutes before, right? So he says, V'achanam the kavah say. Okay, same thing here. It's okay to light a few minutes. They didn't say how many, it's a few minutes. But when it's already starting to get dark, but it's not yet sunset. Ella, he says, the ikar mitzvah l'chaim l'adlik elam eshtishka chama. Okay? What the Gemara means is that the absolute obligation doesn't set in until when? Shkia. But if you want to light a few minutes early, okay. I mean, it's perfectly fine for the Mishmashmo. Okay? And he brings an obvious raya. He says, so her raya, hadlokas nechanakev, Erev Shabbos. What are we all going to do tomorrow? Okay? We're not waiting until Shkia to light. We're lighting before. Okay? It's exactly what we're going to do. We're lighting earlier tomorrow. We're certainly not waiting until Tzeis HaKohavim. And we're not even waiting until Shkia. Whatever time Shkia is tomorrow, what time is it? 4:18? Huh? I'm sorry, 4:28 or 4:29. Around that time, we're all going to light before then. What do you mean? Says Rav, how can you do that? Well, you can't light before Shkia. Obviously, you can. We're all going to do it on Shabbos. By Varaya, I'd love to say Chanukah. Where's Shabbos? Thou kachach makdim im chashech l'rabba, thou mishli pirkim, which is chachama ben hashmashos. According to Rabba, who says that when the sun sets, that's already sunset, the day's over, you better light before sunset, right? I mean, it's Shabbos, okay? So he says, because the Vishlam of Yosef, Dom Mishmeh, Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishtish, Karam, HaChech, Zayom, Vishlam, Tafu, Yom, or the riot. Quant of Yosef is no riot, because the quant of Yosef, you can light tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, after what we call sunset, because according to him, that's not dark, that's still Friday, still daytime. Remember, he said, as long as the sky's still red, so that's still daytime. So according to Yosef, the fact that we're going to light, you don't have to light before Shkia. You can light after Shkia. Seems strange to us, because we're so accustomed to starting Shabbos by Shkia. But according to Yosef, that's not Shkia. That's not sunset. So therefore, we have no riot. All right? You can't say that. There's no proof you can light before sunset. Who said you light before sunset? Everyone says it's after sunset. Okay? It's still day. It's still permissible light. But according to our practice, okay, that's according to Rabba. Okay? El Rabba. The Amr Shatishka Chama Ben Hashmashos. According to Rabba, once the sun sets, already Ben Hashmash, not day anymore. Then Tikshidah, Tran, Safik Hashekha, Safik Ena Hashekha, Ein Madlik and Zaneros. Right? When we're not sure, it's already twilight, the twilight zone, that's between sunset and Tesh Kacham. How long exactly it is, that we call Bein HaShemashos, that's already Safik, and also with Shabbos, so we don't take any chances. That's, again, obviously, that's why we start Shabbos. Shabbos is always more than 24 hours, right? But we start at the earlier end and end with the later end. We start at sunset. We don't end at sunset. We end when it gets dark, right? So that's a distinction. We take the stringency, so to speak, on both ends of dealing with Shabbos here. So therefore, we start Shabbos earlier than actually, let's say all week long, we may wait till Tishchamet. Shabbos, we're not going to. We do it Tzantzem, right? Anyway, how we define such a different discussion. But that's what the Rashbo writes. And that's the halacha. So elavadai mitzvah kama v'lo rotzu lahatim v'chashecha. I'm sorry. V'ilu rotzu lahatim v'chashecha machtim. Okay? If you want to light earlier, gesundheit. And I think the Rashbo's point is, if you can do it on Erev Shabbos, theoretically, you can do it every other day. Erev Shabbos is ever pressing me. You have no choice. But if you can do it Erev Shabbos, obviously you must be allowed to light before sunset. However, he says, that's the Bahag, he says, the Dafka Kamar, he learned that no, when it says in the Gemara, Mishatishka Chama, it means Mishatishka Chama, not a minute earlier. Okay? Dafka Kamar, Mishatishka Chama. And so what do you do Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, Nami Madlik, Mishatishka Chama, Kerb Yosef. Yeah, Mishatishka, he followed Yosef. He lit after Shkia because he holds you cannot light before sunset. What do you do on Erev Shabbos? Oh, no problem. He follows a Yosef that says you can light. It's still daytime after Shkia. Okay? Jews are Koswal, it's Chanukah. Hold over Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Kochav Echad Yom Shnayim. Okay? I'm sorry, Kochav Echad Yom Shnayim, Ben Ashmash, Shosho Laila. Right? He himself puts in Hilchot Chanukah a simon. If you see one star, that's still daytime. If you see two stars already, that's Ben Ashmash. So three stars, Laila. We always know three stars. We're little kids, you know, we used to run around the Mincha Meir, you know. Remember hearing, I mean, this property, I used to run around. Was a shul, those days, the house, this is the neighbor's yard. We used to run around, and there was time for Meir. Rabbi said, we should be in Mincha Meir. We were kids running around outside. Oh, there's a star, we're looking for three stars. Oh, three stars, Shabbos over. Everyone knows, three stars, right? So that's what the Bahag says, but the Rashbo points out, the Bahag puts it in Hilchos Chanukah. Why does he put this statement in Hilchos Chanukah about the stars? Okay, the answer is, he says, well, it costs the in other words, the Rashba's opinion is, he understands the Bahag as saying the Bahag is insistent. It must be dafka when? After Shkia. So Machos is shown. Okay, plain and simple. The Rashba holds you can light earlier. All right, Erev Shabbos. The Bahag says you can't light earlier than Shkia. And don't tell him at Erev Shabbos, he holds like a Yosef that you can light after Shkia anyway. Yeah.
So we sometimes understand the Erev Shabbos that from the original command of the Takana, the Gaon understood that there was already an issue of Shabbos.
Okay, okay. Okay, Enochanami. We'll see in a second. Before we get to that, don't mind one thing. Okay, the Ran in Shabbos, okay, the Ran on the Rif, Daf Tes Aleph in the page of the Rif, the Ran writes, Mitzvosa, Mishatishka Chama, he also says, Lav Lamemer Shaloya, hey, Rashai Lahadli Kodamazman Zeh. He's not telling you you're not allowed to light a minute before Shkia. Not true, he says. The Shabbos Yochiach. Can we pull from Shabbos? Shatzarach Lahadli Kodamazman Chama, Larabba Damar Shalpika, Mishishka Chama, Abdin Ashmashas. Ella Iker Mitzosa Kamar. The Gemara is telling you when the proper time, the Iker Mitzvah is. Imrotza Lahakta Machtim. But he also says, Aval Bidivre Balalokazal near the Dafka Naka. He apparently learns no means specifically Mishnah Chama. The Arab Shabbos not Madlik Achashkia. Rabbi Yosef the Amish Shir Chama at Shechzer Yom. Yisrael Tafin Yom. The Iran agrees with the Rashba. The difficulty is, Rabbi Yosef, is well, one second, but it's a little strange. Rabbi Yosef. I mean, the Bahag only works out according to Yosef. That is a further machlokas. As I said, another machlokas. It's your light before Shkia. It's also part of machlokas of Yosef. And Rabbi, but okay, you know, and why would he suddenly pass Rabbi Yosef? But that's how they learn the. That's how they learn the Bahag. So you have a machlokas we've shown him. The Radvaz in the Tshuva says, in effect, Joshua, you said, okay, this is a Tshuva somewhere else. It's a different subject. It's Chelek Aleph, the Tshuva's Radvaz, Simon Pop, Samach Vov. Someone asked a question about Pidyon HaBen. I'm going to do it with Chanukah. He says, Shalom, Odiach HaDaitim, Shiur Yom Sosom, Pidyon HaBen, B'Shabbos. Pidyon HaBen, B'Shabbos. The 30th day of the Shabbos on Shabbos. So Kate said, Yasa Lakai Mitzvah Izmana. When is the proper time to do the Pidyon HaBen? Right, the 30th day turns out on Shabbos. Well, there's a monetary transaction going on here. Okay, so you can't do it on Shabbos. So truly, he says, Afa God, there is reason makdim l'mitzvahs. Vein mavirin alayim, etc. Vein mashin or something, there's reason makdim l'mitzvahs. That's right, time, all these different rules. Shuhi mitzvah, mashinon. Ein mavirin alayim, mitzvah, boyo lachal tach mitzvah, all differences. Anyway, he says, nonetheless, that's when you can do the mitzvah right now in its full fashion. Then you don't delay and mitzvah b'olayot chal tach mitzvah. But if it can't do the mitzvah in its proper fashion, then taket should be put off. Okay, hilchach hanochah la'ashol sayom rishon. So you wait with the pick of the mental Sunday. That's what we do. We should eat on a month of Kohen Erev Shabbos because you're going to give the money to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos on Friday to Ketzad Yivarech. How are you going to make a bracha? Kevin Shaddai Mechuz Zman. It's not the Zman. You can't make the bracha when you give the money to the Kohen on Friday because it's not the 30th day yet. Or the 31st day, really. Sounds like Alpha Gav Debiner Chanukah Madlikin Erev Shabbos Mavarchim. What do you mean? We see sometimes you can make a bracha and you do a mitzvah earlier. And like we do tomorrow, we're going to say a bracha. You know. Because Hossam, the shiny Hossam, Alpha God, the Kaitel of Matos Mana at Tishka Chama, even though the man didn't come, the shiny horse and the low, if Shabbat Avach, it's not a way out. There's nothing else you can do. And like you were saying, Chazal and Rusak and Chanukah knew there were going to be 8 days, so it's going to be one Shabbos for sure. It's not like they didn't foresee this problem. Okay? So obviously they said what? That was built into the Takana, it was an exception. That every other day you got to wait till sunset or till it gets dark. Friday, they had light early, the Kach Tikl Chazal, again. When they made 8 days of Chanukah, they knew it was going to be one day, at least one's going to be Shabbos. Right? It's not a surprise. So that's they built it in that way. Okay? But here you have another pasuk, and that is due tomorrow. And so on. Okay? Another distinction he makes as a side point, that by Chanukah, Adlokos HaSavit is an ongoing mitzvah. I light it, it continues to burn, right? It's an infinite mitzvah in Shechas. So therefore, I can make the bracha. But by giving the money at the pinyon, I make the bracha now. The candle burns for like 3 hours, most of which is after dark. Okay, good. Even tomorrow, that we do tell everybody to light thicker candles or put in additional oil or whatever you do tomorrow to get. Because although we make the bracha, we're lighting the candles before shkia, but we don't. It's got to burn a half hour after the zman. So we always, you know, use Shabbos candles. Use most people use little colored candles that come in the box for Friday afternoon. Because my family, I remember as a kid, it was like a big thrill. You know, we're always in Shabbos candles now, you know. My father's just said, melt them out of the door. It was a big mess. Okay. But anyway, so. What's that?
Was it ever two Shabbos?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes first on the 8th day of Shabbos, yeah. For the last year, I don't remember. I forgot. What happened?
Did anybody suggest that you say the Shas HaMisim? Bracha when it's actually piercing? Close to the
Shia? Yeah, maybe. I didn't see it, but could be the clues there.
Are there any issues like Sphera? You can't go to the next, you have to wait for the next day? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
In other words, if you light too early, it's not the next day yet. You cut that
right.
Short.
Oh, Tumas, no. No, there's nothing like that. The only thing is a question, the Mincha tomorrow. Because many people, they'll light Shabbos, Chanukah candles, whatever, quarter or four, which means in effect you've declared it's now Shabbos Chanukah, not for Melacha, you accept Melacha, that's okay, but let's say it's going to be the fourth day of Chanukah, so you'll declare by lighting four candles, it's not the fourth day of Chanukah, and you're going to go to Shul and Daven Mincha the third day of Chanukah. That's why some suggest if you can get the Daven Mincha early, tomorrow, a lot of Shuls here they have a 3 o'clock minyan tomorrow. If you're wondering why, that's why. Okay, a lot of people can't do it because they're at work and it's tied up with it. Some suggest that if you can, then you avoid that problem. So that comes up.
Okay. The other way.
Yeah, this is one of the ways. But Mishavur, I recommend. I want to recommend if you can dive in early. Okay, anyway. So getting back to our issue, the bottom line is, so let's go back. So the Bahag seems to say, certainly the way the Rav and the Rashbam learned the Bahag, you can't light before Shkia, period. And the Rav and the Rashbam was like, no, a few minutes before, it's also okay, but a Raya from Shabbos. And the Rav says, no Raya from Shabbos. Okay, there's an exception to the rule, there's no choice. Okay, so no either way. The Rambam...
Are they going to argue on the Maisa Hadlaka that has to be in the proper Zman or it's the existence of the lit candle?
No, the Maisa Hadlaka would have to be. Okay, yeah. Okay, now the let's do the Rambam, I said about all this. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet. Where's Rambam? Way in on this issue. So the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Aloha, find it here somewhere. Here it is. Hey, the Rambam writes. Excuse me, just a moment. Here it is. Ein madlikin neros Chanukah kodesh atishka chamo. You can't light Hanukkah before Shkia. Ela im Shkia, so when the sun sets. Lo ma'achrin, lo ma'gdimin. Not earlier, not later. Okay, well, it seems pretty clear that, at least at this point anyway, he sides with the Bahak, right? I mean, you know what she's saying. Okay? The Magid Mishnah explains where the Rambam gets this from, especially at Lashon, lo ma'achrin ve lo ma'gdimin. So it's interesting, the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam got that from. First he says, mitzvot mis tish chacham atzich ha-mashuk, or pretty sure the ilo ilik madlik, inam mishur, fine. Well, that's all I'm looking for. The Magid Mishnah writes, just a moment. Masha Kosar Rabbeinu v'lo Magdim v'lo Ma'achin Yotzal on Masha Amur Sham Shabbos Chav Gimel. Where did he get that from? He was on Shabbos with the wife of Rav Yosef. Okay, Tama v'vad shal yaktim v'lo yachar v'hu v'farshim v'nei Chanukah. The Rambam learns that sigur to Chanukah. Well, it's not about regular Shabbos. The story of Rav Yosef's wife was on Chanukah. And that's where the Rambam gets it from. He said, don't make it early, don't make it later. He learns it talking about Chanukah. Okay, in fact, he's not necessarily the only one. Okay, the Meiri quotes the Samu Tako. The Meiri, the Meiri, yeah, it's green saber. Oh, boy. Okay. By the way, you'll have to take my word for the moment then, because the Meiri, oh, here it is, yeah. Okay. The Meiri writes on that sugya, Chof Gimel and Beis, in Shabbos, the Meiri writes, V'yesh Meforsin Shashmur B'Chanukah, V'mos HaChol Shabbat, talking about the weekdays of Chanukah, Shalom Yachtim B'yos V'lo Ta'achar Ad Shkiyas HaChama L'Gamay, Abba B'Arab Shabbos Magdem is Kodom Shkiyas HaChama. The Arabs, but again, Arab Shabbos, they have no choice. But that's going to fit in with what we said from the rabbis. You can't prove anything there. And therefore, some learn that Gemara is talking about Shabbos. That's the Magid Mishnah about Chanukah. And that's the Magid Mishnah of the Rambam learned. So according to these authorities, it's quite clear you can't light before Shkia, not earlier, not even a moment earlier. Okay? So, and that's how the Chiddush HaRitva, right? That's how a number of Rishonim and Chiddush HaRitva and Shabbos also write, Vikar Mitzvosa, and so on. So it seems that it's not just the Bahag who says it. The Rambam says it. The Meiri later, I'm sorry, actually earlier. That was a sugya on Chof Gimel, but earlier on Chof Aleph Beis, he writes the Maschul is Ner Chanukah. Okay, so the Meiri writes right after that here. V'achas shekosavnu. I'm sorry, the Divrei Maschil is Acha Shekosu, on Chof Aleph Beis. He says, Omikol Mokom, Kodem Shkiyas HaChamalo. Why? Because Sharei Hikis Shraga Betira, because it's a candle during the daytime. It's fire during the day, and it's worthless. The Ein Ba Pirsum Neis. Omikol Mokom, B'Shabbos, She Evshav Adlik, Ela Kodem Shkiyas, Sharei Mishatishka, Atchiu, Gimel Kram Beinonim, Hu Bein HaShmoshes, Kamoshis Bar, Al Kopona Madlikim, Yashi Yashim, Al Kosim, Shkia, Osama, Chuzet, Hu Kalgan, Rehechad, Efshir Shiny. Chazal have a rule. Hechad, Efshir Shiny, right? And he says, therefore, you should light it, as close to Shkia as you can. Okay, we got to light it before Shkia. Okay, so again, but Shabbat is an exception. So we have a Machokas, we've shown him. Let's try to understand now for a moment. Why it is? Why Taka? What's so bad? Why can't you light before Shkia? What would be so terrible? The Rama makes a fuss, the Bahag makes a fuss. You can't. The Rashbon, the Rana writes, you'll light a few minutes before. So on the one end, you could say, well, maybe that's based on that Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo Ma'achim, Lo Ma'ashkimim, Lo Ma'akdimim. Right, that Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel. But as we already saw, many learn that Gemara is talking about Shabbos and Al Chanukah. You could learn it from Al Chanukah, okay. But many assume that it's talking about Shabbos. You have no right from that Gemara. You'll tell me, well, because we just said, Shraga Batira. You can't have a candle during the day, it's worthless. Yeah, but you know something? The Trumas Hadeshin, it's in Kuf Beis, close to the Mordechai, he says, he holds that the definition of Shkiyas HaChama for the purpose of the earliest time is Tseis HaKochavim. And you know what he says? Earlier than that time is Shraga Batira. So he applies Shraga Batira even after the sun is set. It's still not that light, not dark out. The light candle doesn't make a big difference. Okay? I Shabbos. I Shabbos. No choice. Again, he says, you have Shabbos Yerachal. My point being that the Tzumas Hadeshen, okay, the Tzumas Hadeshen is insisting that Shraga B'tira, his lesson is, again, because Mordechai says, you know what they mean by Shkiyas Acham in the Gemara? Not when the sun begins to set, the ball dips beneath the sky. But Sof Shkiyas Acham is basically no sunlight left. The sun has disappeared. The sun is completely set. Even today, wait one second. So even today, by the way, you want to go watch the sunset. So you see that people stay and watch the sunset long after the possession of sunset, long after the ball is dipped in the horizon. We still call it sunset, right? What a beautiful sunset! You're standing by the ocean or something like that. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, you stand by the ocean here, unless you're by the Pacific. Right, but whatever you're by, some lake or whatever you do, you watch it. So the sun sets, and it's still light out for a while. So according to the Mordechai, according to Tzumas Hadeshen, it's in phase. You can't light because it's Shraga B'tira, and he says. The mitzvah chanuk himself shkiach ha'meila. What good does it do? Okay. So therefore, what does he hold? He holds again Shabbos. He's going to say, there's no choice. I can't have to say Shabbos. Amnam in the he says Shabbos. Al karcha chayna tam shum the ef shem inyan acher. Like the Miri says, kol galom shani. You know, ef shem shani. But my point being that shraga b'tira is not enough of a reason to say that you can't light before. Sunset, it seems to me, because
you have to wait
till
that.
You have to wait till the sun completely set. Correct. That's what I'm saying. So it's not enough. If
what they're trying to do.
I hear what you're saying. But my feeling is, but there should be one objective. Either candle helps or doesn't help.
That's why we have different opinions.
Okay, I know, but here's a Matthias question. I mean, Shraga Matira, the candle, does it help or does it not help?
Some people turn on their light.
But I was just thinking that. Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking that to say Shraga B'tira should not be enough of a reason to say you can't light before sunset, because according to the Shraga B'tira, you shouldn't be able to light until after sunset. All right, it's objective. I hear. But what I want to point to is something different, okay? And that is the following. This is based the Sefer called we have on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch the Macht the Macht of the Shekel. There's a comment on the Magen Avraham. Okay, that's what he's known for. He comments on the Magen Avraham and explains all the shittas and this and that, and sources of Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham did not write his commentary originally as a commentary with his own notes. That's very brief sometimes, yes, it's like Horace and so on. So the Machta Shekel fills in the blanks and so on. But anyway, they printed a few years ago Shurei Machta Shekel from Tof Kuf Nun Aleph to Tof Kuf Nun Hei. What was that? 200 years ago, so it was 17, whatever, Tof Kuf Nun Aleph. So. It was touching it off, was it 1980s? No, it was 2000. Where are we now? 1990s. So this was the 79s. Okay, 2 years ago. Anyway, so the Shur Machta Shekel, the very last Shur Chav Vav, in the Sefer, it's called Ner Chanukah Lifnei Shkia. Okay? So part of what I'm saying is based on what he writes here. Okay? He points out a very interesting question, which is raised in the Chidushim of the Maharit. On Shabbos and on Chanukah Sugya. Let me give you a quick background. I said before that we get into the issue. I'll come back to this in a second. I said before that we get into the issue of Ner Chanukah in the Gemara because they start talking about Ner Shabbos, right? And we all know this by Mem Adlikin and Mem Adlikin. So the first mission by Mem Adlikin in the pages of the Gemara is Chaf Amud Beis in Shabbos. So there's a bunch of things. Ein Madlikin with this, Ein Madlikin with that. One of the things is Ein Madlikin. It says Ein Madlikin. Where is it? All these different things, and it says Velo b'shemen kik, Velo b'shemen sreifa. It's one of the things you can't use for Shabbos candles. Velo b'shemen sreifa. Okay, so it says the mission. So the Gemara, understandably, on Daf Chav Gimel on Beis on that Mishnah, the Gemara asks, what exactly is shemen sreifa? What does that expression mean? My shemen sreifa. We say it in Mamma Lik. What does it mean? Shemen sreifa, burnt oil? What does it mean? So it says, Amar Rabba, shemen shel truma shenitma. It is talking about oil that was set aside for truma. Okay, shemen shel truma, and it became tamei. Okay? So why is it called, am I called a shemen sreifa? Why is it called shemen sreifa? Oh, it was sreifa, you got to burn it. Okay, it's truma tamei. You got to get rid of it. Okay? So, okay, good. So why can't you use it, on Shabbos? Okay, what's the problem? Why can't you use it on Shabbos? And again, it was straightforward. It's also Bechila. Right? It became Tomei. So you got to get rid of it. So the Gemara asks, so what's the matter with using it for Shabbos candles? That's, again, it's in the Mishnah of Madlikin. You can't use Shemen Tzreifa oil, Truma oil that become Tomei. You can't use it for Shabbos candles. So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because we're afraid that since there's a mitzvah to burn it, so you know, certain people are very zealous and enthusiastic about mitzvahs. So this is my time. Lo we talk shem mitzvah alav levaro gzeira shemayate. Okay, we're afraid the guy will be so excited about burning it, he'll move it, he'll want it all to burn faster. He'll end up tilting it on Shabbos oil, you know, violating Shabbos. That's why shemayate. Okay, I'm gonna have to be yontif listeri. One second, if that's the case, we should be allowed to use it for yontif candles. The yontif, you're allowed to move the lights and fire, and so you can't light a new fire, nothing. But you can add oil and you know. Extended or existing flame on Yantif, that's a lot. She says, and Alma tells later, Mishnah, Ain Madlikim Mishnah, save the Yantif either. Right, that's a Mishnah lady. Can't use Shem and Sefer, Truma oil that became Tommy. Can't use it for Yantif either. Can't be because of Shemiyata. It doesn't apply in Yantif. So they say, yeah, Gzer Yantif Atu Shabbos. Okay, you're right, it doesn't apply. It's Gzer Lopulatim. Rochista Amar Shemiyata Lo Chashin. That's not the issue. The issue is Ela Hocha B'Yomtiv Shechalayos Erev Shabbos Haskina. Okay? V'Shem Ein Sarfen Kodshim B'Yomtiv. A different thing altogether. You can't burn it on Yomtiv. And sometimes Friday is Yomtiv. Right? Once in a while it comes out Friday Yomtiv. Erev Tov Shel. We just had it three times in September, right? Sometimes there. And you can't use those oils on that Shabbos because it's burning on Yomtiv. Ein Sarfen Kodshim B'Yomtiv. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. All right. What does all this have to do with us? Interesting Gemara. What does all this have to do with us? So the Rashba, the Ma'arit, asks a very interesting question. One other piece. So the Gemara, earlier at Shabbos, we're getting a little nice little tour of here, the first few blot of the second part of Shabbos, but the Gemara earlier made a statement from Rav Huna, and that's how they got into the whole, how to get into the whole Hanukkah, so we're talking about Shabbos candles. So Rav Huna made a statement on the bottom of Chof Aleph and Aleph. Amar Huna, Psilos u'shmonim she'omru chachom ein madlikin bo'en b'Shabbos, ein madlikin bo'en b'Chanukah either. Whatever the Mishnah says you can't use for Shabbos candles, whether wicks, oils, whatever, you can't use those same wicks and oils for Chanukah candles either. Okay? And one second. And there's three different opinions that I'm here. That's how you get into Chanukah. And he says, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. Whether the Shabbos of Chanukah, even the weekdays of Chanukah, you can't use it. And the question is why? And that's Kof Sein Zokos, but that's also good. Yeah? So that's what comes in. Now, with this in mind, we turn to the Maharit. The Maharit asks an interesting kasha. Okay, Chidush Maharit on Shabbos Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. Ein Madlikim Ben B'Chanukah. In Tomar, one second. B'hash Shemen Sreifa B'chal Shmonim Asorim Choshev. Shemen Sreifa, again, this is oil became Tomei, it's supposed to be burnt. It's called Shemen Sreifa. Okay? Truma oil. So it's which became spoiled, ruined, it's supposed to be burnt. Okay? So Shemen Sreifa, that's included. And the time of Harsh B'Gor, we talk Shemitzol of the Varog Zer Shemayate. So what's the problem with using those on the weekdays of Hanukkah? What in the world could be wrong? Okay? That's the Maharit's question. According to Mahuna makes this parallel, what in the world could be wrong with using this oil for Hanukkah candles on the weekday? You want to tell me Shabbos, okay, you might hurry, we're concerned, or Friday's Yontif, but that's not relevant on Hanukkah. Friday's not Yontif. Okay, Hanukkah. So he said, what's going on? So he said, V'eshlom v'daf susman shosum v'shabbos davkam or the tam of v'shem v'likim v'shabbos. Avashem v'tzreif. So he gives an answer, okay, but then he mentions the following. Umotzasi b'Yerushalmi b'shili trumos. The very last Yerushalmi in Trumas. Mamish, the last, it's Trumas Perek, over here, it's Trumas Perek, Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, the very end of Maseches Trumas. That's the last line. I'm sorry, Halacha Hei, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hei. He says, someone asked, Ma'u lahadlik shem tzevi b'chanukah. It's Maseches Trumas, talking about Truma, right? If Truma oil became Tommy, someone asked, can you light on Chanukah? Okay? And the Pinochet spells out the problem. On the one hand, Miyamina Ho B'Shem Tzreifa Lo Niten Lahanis El HaKohen also Shom B'Shulchan, you can't, okay, because it really belongs to the Kohen and so on. Or Dilma became the Mitzvah of the Mitzvah Slav L'Hanis Nitnu. mitzvahs, that's not called benefit. You know, even if the rabbanon is an issue of hanoah, it's still shi'i mutter. Or that's the question. So it says, Amr in the Be'er of Yara, Madlikim, Hashem HaSoy B'Chanukah. Okay, he says, you can be Madlik, Hashem HaSoy B'Chanukah. And Amr ibn Nisa, Anolo, Anachakim La'abo, I never met my father, Rabbi said, interesting. But Ima have Amrli, my mother used to tell me over things that my father taught. So Ima Amrli, Avucha have Amr, Mishain Lo, Shem and Shokhu, Madlik, Shem and Seif for Chanukah. If you have no other oil, you can use Shem and Seif for Chanukah. Okay? So now, So what's interesting is that according to this, what is the problem? And the Maharit said, indeed, according to Yushami, it's Takeh Mutter to use Shem and Seif on the weekdays of Chanukah. Right? And the Maharit kind of leaves it as a kasha, how he can get an answer and so on. But he quotes this Yushami, that Mishayin Lo Shem and Chum Adlik Mishayin Seif for Chanukah, against Takeh Mutter. So that's the Maharit's kasha. So this Machta Shekel points out that based on a Rosh Bo, the state of this Shirim after Shekel, based on a Rosh Bo, we can answer the question. Rosh Bo, in his Chidushim to Shabbos Chof Alv Ma'alav, raises an interesting question. Okay? I'm sorry, on Chof Dalvanbeit, the later Gemara. He says as follows. He says, Aviv Meir, it says, E Kashach, Kevan the Kodshim, I have a different question. Kevan the Kodshim, a Nisrafen Belaila. There's also a rule. The Pasuk says, regarding it says Hanosa Ad Yom Hashishi Ad Yom Hashishi Raishi. Sorry, you have to burn. When you have to burn kachim, things you have to burn have to be done during the day. Okay, so Maishna Yonta Shem Alekim Shon Seifa Afilu Chol Nami in Madlikin Bo. Okay, so if that's the case, then we should be able to understand. One second, even B'chol. Okay, even on a weekday, Afilu B'chol in Madlikin Bo. All right, so it shouldn't be allowed even on weekdays to light with the with Shem and Sreifa, okay? Because why? He says because Shem and Sreifa is not supposed to be burnt at night. So we understand now, says the Rosh Bo is saying, so if Shem and Sreifa, if Kachim can't be burnt at night, so we understand now why they say Shem Sreifa is not no good even on the weekdays of Hanukkah.
But they didn't give that answer before.
No, the Yerushalmi didn't give that answer. Yerushalmi said, and Yerushalmi can go, Taka, you can use Shem Sreifa on the weekdays of Hanukkah. But the Bible doesn't seem to say, at least according to Rav Huna. So Rosh Bo is basically giving a reason, and he's saying, I mean, he's asking as a kasha from a different angle, but he says that, no, there's a problem using any kind of Shem and Sreifa, even the weekdays of Hanukkah, because you're not allowed to burn at night. And what, you're lighting at night? You're lighting at night. So you're burning kashrut the same way as a problem when Friday was Yontif, right? Therefore, you're not allowed to learn on Yontif, you're not allowed to light Shem and Sreifa in Madlik with Shem and Sreifa Yontif, because, you know, so therefore Friday you can't use the Shabbos candles on Friday's Yontif and so on. So the same thing over here. That's what the...
Why can't you burn at night?
No, because it's a Gnevus HaKadosh. No, I said, the Rosh Bo quotes a pasuk. What's that?
Why would you even have the thought to say Shema Yotat? Because it's not an issue.
You mean according to the Enochanami? Right. So that's part of his question. Part of the Rosh Bo's whole question is, what do you need any other reason for? You can't burn it at night. Okay? So he says, basically, it's late, so I'm just going to say outside, the Rosh Bo basically says, well, not everybody agrees. The Gemara in Erevin, in Yavam and stuff, Ayin Beis. Okay, the Gemara has that the Machlokes, well, that's true. Okay, if Shem and Sreifa after the Zman, the Gemara has a parallel din. Okay, we know that a Bris Mila has to be the eighth day. Vayom Hashmini Imo Basaral also. What if it's already after the eighth day? The baby is sick, whatever it was. So then can you do the Bris at night? That's a Machlokes. We possibly can't. Okay, we pass even Shalom Bizman of the Bris has to be during the daytime and not at night. But no one agrees with that because the Pasuk, high Pasuk is Yom. Yeah, it's almost Yom HaShmini. Okay, so the Pasuk by Kachem also is when you're getting rid of the Kachem at the right time. But if it's after the Zman, then you can't even do it. Okay, so he says, obviously, this Gemara is going, or this ruling, is going according to those who hold that... There is no problem with Shem and Sreif at night, okay? Because it's like Mila and so on and so on. It's like Mila. It's like those who hold that Mila. Yeah, the problem is though, we paskin that Mila is during the day, even for a Shalom Bizmana. And therefore, you should have it. The Machzor Shekel points out that based on this Rashba, there's an issue. The Rashba again is Chof Dalam base. Based upon this Rashba, there's an issue to light Shem and Sreif at night of Hanukkah because you're destroying Trum at night, and that's a special rule. Not to do night. There's a kosher. Right?
But the one that holds you can you like.
Oh, there. So I want to say the following. The Machzor Shekel doesn't say this. But maybe now, what we'll say is as follows. The Rambam and the Bahag and those other Rishonim who insist that Hanukkah candles have to be lit at night, they're following that rule, okay? They're following the concept, so to speak, okay? That since you have to light at night, then Taka, you can't use Shem and Sreifa on at all on Hanukkah, okay? It goes together. In other words, those who hold that Hanukkah candles, you can't light not even 1 second earlier, only at nighttime. So the only time you can light at nighttime, then there's no way you could ever use Shem and Sreifa. And that's how they'll hold. They'll hold that you can't use Shem and Sreifa at night for Hanukkah either. That's like the Bavli. That's what the Rashba was talking about. But the other Rishonim who say, no, you can light earlier, they'll hold, no, if you light earlier, so they'll hold like the Ushami that you can use Shem and Sreifa. Okay, you can use Shem and Sreifa. Why can you use Shem and Sreifa? Because you can start it early. You'll start it during the day. It's okay. There can be an objective isser to use Shem and Sreifa at night. Okay, but you can still use it for Hanukkah candles according to one view. Why? Because you'll start the begin the process during the day.
It'll go in tonight.
So that's a further question. Let's ask Shabbos. We light a fire on Shabbos. It goes in tonight, but it goes by when I lit it. Possibly, right? It goes by when did I do the lighting? The fact that it's burning now, okay, but I started to light it earlier. I lit it whatever time it was permissible to light it. Let's say regular Shabbos candles, or not cooked on Shabbos. We're allowed to leave a flame on Shabbos, right? So
then they won't let you do it on Shabbos because
Shabbos. Then Shabbos, you have other issues. But the weekdays of Hanukkah is not a problem. So I'm just suggesting, again, the Machzor Shekel doesn't say it exactly this way. I'm just suggesting the possibility that. Now we have another reason why. Why does the Rambam and Bahag, why do they insist that the Hanukkah candles has to be at night? So we said, Shraga Batira, maybe that works, maybe it doesn't work, or whatever the source was. But now we're saying something else. It's based on a Gemara that says that Shem and Sreifa, according to that view, that Shem and Sreifa can't be used for Hanukkah candles. That's only a problem, Lechora. Using Shem and Sreifa for Hanukkah, one could argue, is only a problem if you're lighting, insisting that the lighting has to be done at night. Okay, but if you hold like the Rashba, like the Ran, you can want light a little earlier. It's okay to light a little earlier. Yeah, because who cares whether it's burning at night? Okay, yeah. I'm just making a suggestion. Now, take it a step further. Because again, you know And what I'm suggesting is that could be the machlokas of Bava and Yushalmi. If Yushalmi is of the opinion, like we said before, it's permissible to use Shem and Sreifa for Hanukkah candles. Why? Isn't there a problem with burning this? So you could say that Yushalmi doesn't hold for this whole issue of not burning, but that, you know, they can tell the hose like the other sheet there, but that's not the accepted view. Okay? The answer we can say, no, Yushalmi is assuming that you may start lighting before. Then you've avoided the whole problem. Okay, then it's okay. And the Bavli doesn't hold like that. Okay, the Bavli could hold differently. This is a suggestion. Okay, the truth of the matter is the Gemara itself. All right, that's what the Rashba points out. The Yerushalmi itself elsewhere. Okay, in Perek Beis Halacha Hey of Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and Shabbos raises the question. Okay, how can you possibly light with Shem and Sreifa on a weekday? Is it a problem of night? So the Yerushalmi has to fetch an answer. Well, that's because he's holding like the guy who holds it by Bris Mila. You know, if it's Shalom Bizman, it doesn't have to be during the night. But that's you know, again, that's what the Yerushalmi gives that answer. Okay, that's in Parag Beis Halachah. The Yerushalmi says, Yordu B'Shutz B'Shmol, like B'Shmol said, Tinok Shalom Bizman, Nimo Bein B'Yom Bein B'Laila. What I'm saying, you don't have to come on to that answer. Okay, you could hold, your Shalmi could agree with the majority of you that Taki can't use Shem and Sreifa at night. Hi, so how come you use it for Hanukkah candles, according to the other Shalmi, your Shalmi and Trumas? Because you're lighting it during the day. Okay, that's what I want to suggest. The only problem is, with all that. The only problem is the Rambam. Because I would expect the Rambam, therefore, who is insistent that what?
Not early, not later.
That no early, no later. Okay, so I got to be intellectually honest. Right. The Rambam said, I would expect that you can't use Shem and Sreifa at all. And lo and behold, the Rambam in Perek, I've been bringing it over from here, Perek Yud Aleph, Aluchas Chumas, Aluchas says, Madlikin b'Shem and Sreifa b'Chanukah. Bang, zoom, that takes care of it. So, now we got a problem. So what I said could work for the Bahag, it's a little harder to fetch into the Rambam, because the Rambam, is quote-unquote inconsistent. Not inconsistent means that shot doesn't work for the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam, but I found, and it could be, that when the Rambam says, Ein Ma'achim, Ein Magdimin, this I saw in the Sefer Matike Shmuel, which is, I think I mentioned this in the week also, has some of the, it's a collection of different statements from the Briskers, from Rebbe Soloveitchik, the Briskerov, not from him, from Talmidim. They put it together, so on page 10 of volume Aleph, Matike Shmuel, he basically demonstrates that the Rambam holds that din of not lighting early. That's l'chatchila. But for the Yevet, it's okay. So now we can quit the Rambam in also. L'chatchila, the Rambam would agree. The Rambam, that's what Rambam says, don't light early. It's l'chatchila. With the Yevet, l'maisa, push comes to shove, it's acceptable. That's what he says. You can use and it dovetails because, again, like we said in the Yerushalmi, even the permission to use Shem and Sreifa, the Yerushalmi said it's allowed, but they quoted that Rav Nisa, say he heard from the name of his father, from his mother, that if you have nothing else, everything is all for the evidence. If the evidence is good, that's how they write from the Brisker Rav, okay? It's a mitzvah l'chatchila. Okay, but b'di'evet not. So that's probably what the Rambam would say. Halacha l'maisa, okay, we'll just end off. Halacha l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, let's read from here, so let's just say it for a moment. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Simon Tofresh Ayin Beis, in Sif Beis, Tofresh Ayin Beis, Sif Alev, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ein Madlikin Echanak Gorim Shetishka Chamo, okay, lo ma'af al makdim. He quotes like the Rambam, okay. But he says lemaisa that if a person is stuck, or he says ma'af al makdim. He says like the Rambam's lashon, but he says yesh mishomer shemutarud. Okay, in other words, a guy is occupied or other issues. So you can the kolbo writes you can even from plug a mincha on. You can like some every once in a while that comes up. Someone's got to go to the airport or something like that. So l'chaber. So again. And it's Rachov Zachonim, and the Taz is called Aleph quotes from the Marshal that he says, no, he says, you can't light before it's Kisala, period. Not nothing. Okay, that would be like the Bahag. Okay, but most posts can assume that a Shas al-Chak, even with the Brocha, that would be allowed. But in any event, just what I want to suggest, this notion based on this Machzor Shekel, that maybe the whole night issue is tied into this question of the Shem and Sreifa, whether or not you're allowed to use Shem and Sreifa in the Chanukah, because of the problem of burning the Shem and Sreifa night. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll show our friends on Chanukah. Okay. I just wanted to mention next year I will